Avengers Endgame tries to be the Marvel movie to end all Marvel movies. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com, and today I'm reviewing Avengers Endgame. Okay, anyone who follows my reviews on PanAndSlam knows that I'm not the biggest fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Sure, they have some hit films I enjoy, like the recent Captain Marvel, and I consider the first Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America: The Winter Soldier, both released in 2014, to be bona fide great movies. However, I have never been a huge fan of the Avengers team-up movies, with Endgame the fifth and allegedly final Avengers movie of the MCU. It is still just more of the same. The fans will get what they want and walk out happy. Those viewers like myself that desire more from a blockbuster will sadly walk out underwhelmed as usual from the previous Avenger films. Even with a runtime of 3 hours, it just packs in more cliches and staples of the Marvel formula, very little different and new. On the plus side, Avengers Endgame does not feel overlong as it moves at a brisk pace. The opening shot is of the point of an arrow, and we see the arrow being pulled back and then released. We see that it's Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner, teaching his daughter how to shoot, and she hits a bullseye. Hawkeye is spending time with his family at a picnic. Then his family disappears, and that is the explanation as to why his character was mysteriously absent from last year's Infinity War. The first few scenes catch us up with the heroes that are still alive and survived the snap from Thanos last year, which saw half of all living beings in the universe die by turning into dust and evaporating. Robert Downey Jr. continues trying to add depth and humanity to his Tony Stark Iron Man character, and is more successful this time around. His early scenes, his character is lost in space and he looks physically emaciated. His weight loss and emotional moments involving loved ones are some of the best scenes in Avengers Endgame. This movie is a mischance at making the action relevant to our current society. Moments such as where they talk about Thanos and how he did exactly what he said he wanted to do could have been a moment to parallel him to some of the real-life evil leaders of the world. They also talk about how evil and death are an inevitable part of being alive. Instead of making Avengers Endgame a smart commentary or satire, they ignore politics and just go straight for the grand-scale CGI violence. They assume the audiences are not interested in having their real-world problems invade their entertainment, and maybe they are right. What a shame that in a time when there is so much turmoil in the world, our greatest artists are choosing to ignore social issues and insert them into modern works of art so that audiences do not have to think or get upset and just be entertained. Instead, Avengers Endgame delivers exactly what viewers would expect. It gave me exactly what I thought I was going to see coming in, with zero surprises. As predictable as any Marvel movie to date, but obviously this is what the masses want. It contains the typical lame humor that has become synonymous with the MCU, but here more than usual it hurts the film, taking away from the gravity of these characters that basically survived the apocalypse. Avengers Endgame also features the same copious amounts of PG-13 bloodless violence. A lot of mind-numbing and unjustifiable violence without consequences. To me, this is irresponsible, but that is the nature of the movie blockbuster in 2019. Maybe I just need to get with the times. For everyone worried about spoilers, I do not get what the big deal is. For me, it was fairly easy to make this review without giving away any spoilers. Not just because the film is as predictable as the sun rising, but the story is very straightforward. The plot, once it finally gets going, involves the remaining Avengers, all the ones that you have seen in the trailers and TV spots for Endgame, teaming up to go back in time to steal all the Infinity Stones before Thanos gets the stones and uses them to kill trillions of lives. That is it. What that actually entails, though, are the characters going back into recent history and inserting themselves, into scenes from previous movies to steal the stones, a safe excuse to run down memory lane in the 11-year-old MCU. I stated that Avengers Infinity War felt more like an all-star game than an actual movie. Avengers Endgame is like a greatest hits album by your favorite artist, or more like a live album where you can relive a lot of the same songs you know, but since it's recorded live, they sound a little different. Endgame adds a few adjustments, but overall, they are literally giving you what you have seen before. I guess it comes down to the fact that I do not like movies that make me feel like they are something else, whether it's an all-star game, a live album, or a greatest hits compilation. I like movies that are original and feel like they need to tell a story with characters that I can relate to, not a soulless million-dollar production meant to sell tickets and merchandise. Those that want to see Avengers Endgame are going to, and they are most likely going to enjoy it. I just wish I was capable of turning off my brain to enjoy the mindlessness. Like, whenever I hear the return of, I think of the Jedi and not of the King. Well, whenever I hear Endgame, I will always think of Highlander Endgame and not Avengers Endgame. There can be only one, or four, or a TV show and an animated series, or whatever. I like the Highlander movies. Shoot me. Whatever. What are you going to do? I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanandSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.